your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Well, we've got Joe Biden in the Middle East as we're recording right now. He appears to be in Saudi Arabia, bending over and praying that these people will increase the level of energy production that's coming out of that country. What's going on, Jimmy?
Yeah, the sad thing is that as Biden is over there begging for the Saudis to increase oil production for the short term, he's actually influencing, as we mentioned in the previous segment, you know, trying to stop fossil fuel production in the United States. And he's in a very interesting position here because the Democrats and Biden himself used the Khashoggi incident in 2018 to really attack the Trump administration's relationship with the Saudis,
right,
in order to show that, you know, supporting this terrorist, authoritarian leadership. And now he has completely ignored all that, going back and basically licking their feet in order to beg them to increase production to relieve them from the inflationary pressures that we're seeing from energy and fuel prices, while they're continuing to push a lockdown on energy and fuel prices and stopping production and transportation distribution of fossil fuels in the United States, making us more dependent on foreign oil and foreign gas. This is absolute ridiculousness. And the problem that he's facing, Joe Biden is facing, is the Saudis may not be able to increase much production if they care to at all to support this administration, because they don't trust him. Because Biden is actually, part of the visit over there is to convince both Israel and Saudi Arabia to be more supportive of a new Iranian nuclear deal. And the unfortunate reality is the Iranians, very close, and according to the International Agency for Energy Agency, Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, that they actually probably have at any time now enough weapons-grade material to produce a weapon, and they've been attempting to do it for a long period of time, which would change the entire dynamic in the region and potentially cause tremendous conflagration of warfare in the area. The Saudis are fighting the Iranians right now in Yemen and around the world and in other places. They don't want this to happen. And so the Biden regime going over there attempting to do this just seems to me to be absolutely futile policy.
Well, let me ask your opinion on this, Jim. I'm under the impression that what's going on in the Middle East, primarily with Iran and some of the other countries, number one, during the Trump administration, President Trump got an awful lot of peace projects going at the time. A lot of countries decided that it wasn't worth risking a huge, huge war in the area, and they signed peace treaties. Most of those treaties today are kind of gone by the wayside, which I think is really too bad. Why did that happen under the liberal administration, Jim? It makes no sense, man.
Yeah, I won't say the treaties, and I don't think it's a great statement to say that they've gone by the wayside. I think you're right, though, that they are not pursuing the policies that developed these peace deals
with
four different countries. Yeah, and I think, so the economic benefits and looking past the laser focus on the Palestinian issue allowed the Trump administration to expand peace negotiations with other areas, with UAE, with Bahrain, with Sudan, These were really important moments in history, very important moments in history. And what's happening now is the Biden regime was back in Israel in the last day and a half here, and reestablishing the relationships and the focus on a two-state solution on the Palestinians, which is really irrelevant for these other peace deals that happened during the Trump administration. The Trump administration was looking past it. The Biden regime is reverting back to the failed mistakes of the Obama administration, which caused so much turmoil in the region. And unfortunately, the gaffes and the lack of support, the lack of confidence and trust in America after the Afghanistan pullout failure, what's happening continually in Ukraine, and of course this kind of back and forth. Biden has already made some really bad faux pas in Israel and by crossing over into East Jerusalem, taking off the Israeli flag off the beast, the presidential limousine, those types of things. They're not going to convince the Israelis this is the right direction, in spite of their, kind of kowtowing to this liberal, coalition government in Israel. And the Palestinians don't really have the influence they once had. So again, they're focusing in the wrong area. They're focusing on reestablishing something that they tried to do and failed at in the previous administration. They're cutting back on Trump policies that actually got success in the region. And I think it's just, once again, it shows a lack of leadership and a lack of vision from the Biden team.
What it shows to me is that it shows a huge increase in the amount of strength and the amount of influence of what I would call the progressives, the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortezes of the world. I can't believe that a savvy politician like Joe Biden was at one time would allow something like that to happen. With the typical liberals in power, they could have probably done okay. But, going on to some of these, some of the actions of increasing green energy, et cetera, America is not interested in that. And I'm amazed that Pelosi and Schumer didn't realize that. Pelosi and Schumer are the ones to blame. They're the ones who really allowed this thing to get out of hand, Jimmy.
Well, I think, again, I don't think that there's any competence left or any decision-making ability left in Joe Biden. I think he is being handled by, multiple staffs, multiple people in that organization, inside the White House that have vying opinions and beliefs. And I think what we're seeing here is an incoherent set of policies. Our foreign policy, our domestic policy, our border policy, our economic policy, these are not congruent and they're fighting against each other. And it's because people inside Washington giving him advice are failing to actually work together in efficient manners for the best interest of the United States. And they're doing it from their own ideological, philosophical beliefs, the esoteric intellectual view, which really is failing in the reality of the world. And that's unfortunate. That's what we're seeing.
Well, totally. And we're going to devote the second half of the show, unfortunately, not to the rest of the world. We're going to devote it to what's going on in America right now. We've got a huge, huge problem in America, as Jimmy and I have talked about on all of the daily editorials Monday through Friday of this past week. A huge problem. The psychological health of America right now is very minimal. We're going to be right back and we're going to talk about that. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.